Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of August 2019. Supreme Court has rejected a plea seeking quashing of charges against journalist Tarun Tejpal, who has been accused of sexual assault. The court said that the case against the Tihelka founder editor would continue. Supreme Court has granted 2 more weeks to the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to complete the investigation into the road accident of Unnao rape survivor Nirai Bareilly in Uttar Pradesh. The CBI had sought 4-week time from the court to complete the probe, citing that the statements of the rape survivor and her lawyer were yet to be recorded. Apex Court has cleared the decks for the Chardham Highway project, which will connect four holy places in the hills of Uttarakhand through 900 km all-weather roads, by modifying a National Green Tribunal order to constitute a fresh committee to look into environmental concerns. Apex Court has demanded to know if there was any proof of the antiquity of archaeological evidence submitted by the advocate for Amlala, claiming that a temple existed once upon a time at the site and that the mosque was built on its ruins, but was told that there was none. Supreme Court has clarified that there is no requirement of imposing costs when the parties to a cheque bounce case have amicably settled the dispute at the stage of issuance of summons itself. Apex Court has extended by a month the deadline for taking admission in several engineering colleges due to situations prevailing in the state after abrogation of its special status. This has provided relief to thousands of students of the state of Jammu and Kashmir selected for a special scholarship scheme. Supreme Court has reiterated that to prosecute a medical professional for negligence under criminal law, it must be shown that he did something or failed to do something which in the given facts and circumstances no medical professional in his ordinary senses would have done or failed to do. Apex Court has ruled that the district judges who previously served as ad hoc district judges cannot claim seniority from the date of their initial appointment as ad hoc district judges. Madras High Court has issued notice to the state government on a contempt petition filed by a former DMK MLA for failure to implement a court direction on his plea to introduce spoken English in government schools across the state. Bombay High Court has granted anticipatory arrest bail to a Mumbra resident in Maharashtra who was booked under the Muslim Women Protection of Marriage Act 2019. The 33-year-old accused man was charged with having given instant triple talaq on the 30th of November 2018. Telangana High Court has found fault with officials of the Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation, GHMC, for slapping notices on flat owners at Secunderabad's new Bhoigura who had set up grills and meshes to prevent monkeys from entering their flats. Madras High Court has ruled that religious organizations have got no power to dissolve a marriage or to permit a marriage, and such exercises by a Jamaat or any other religious organization are condemnable and should be dealt with very seriously by the authorities concerned. Gujarat High Court has saved a man named Kamaruddin Mansuri, who murdered his wife by setting her on fire over a petty dispute on Dal, and was sentenced to life imprisonment by a lower court on the ground that the incident has happened on account of a sudden quarrel and there was no premeditation. The court modified the sentence of life imprisonment to 10 years in jail. Bombay High Court has allowed a petition filed by a 28-week pregnant woman seeking permission for termination of pregnancy since several deformities were found in the fetus during sonography and that it had a substantial risk of serious physical handicap. Bombay High Court has ruled that merely because the victim in a motor accident case was a brilliant student, his salary cannot be assessed as exemplary. Delhi High Court has ruled that rules of Bar Council of India, BCI, regarding approval of law colleges and the rules policy laid down by the Directorate of Higher Education have to be read in harmony, Further, the temporary approval granted by the BCI cannot be used to challenge the non-grant of NOC by the directorate when the conditions laid down in the temporary approval have not been complied with. Madras High Court has suggested to bring an amendment in women protection laws so as to prevent its misuse and to safeguard the interest of the innocent masculinity. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has reiterated in a habeas corpus petition that right of personal liberty is the most important right guaranteed under the Constitution. Kerala High Court has closed a public interest litigation seeking ban of Maggi noodles manufactured and sold by Nestle India Limited. Further, the court observed that the test reports had showed that the lead content was within permissible limit in the product concerned. Authority for Advance Ruling, AAR, Goa has explained that services like naturopathy, yoga, Ayurveda fall under healthcare. The AAR order also noted that such healthcare services rendered at clinical establishments by authorized medical professionals would be exempt from goods and services tax. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has directed asked the Chandigarh bench of National Company Law Tribunal to proceed with the liquidation of Amtek Auto in accordance with law, saying there remain no approved resolution plan for the company despite the passage of the statutory period of 270 days. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the Delhi Development Authority, DDA, to rejuvenate the Nila Hose Lake in South Delhi without delay. The tribunal noted that DDA had written to the Public Works Department to arrange fixing of iron meshes and create vertical gardens or to issue a no objection certificate to it to undertake the work. Government has allotted geographical indication, GI, tags to 4 new products from the states of Tamil Nadu, Mizoram and Kerala. The government registered GIs for Palani Panchamurtham in Palani town, Tamil Nadu, Tolapun and Mizopuanchari from Mizoram and Tirubittur from Kerala. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the Haryana Chief Secretary to submit a report on the action taken against the Police Training and Research Institute of Indian Reserve Battalion in Bhonsi for illegally constructing the institute on the Arabali land.